Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney's here. Stephen is a longtime Brain Trust member. 13-plus years he's been hanging out with us. President and CEO of Stephen Gaffney Group, certified National Association Certified Speaker, author of so many books on honesty, Honesty Sells, Honesty Works, Just Be Honest. On and on. Oh, here's a new one. Be a Change Champion. That's one of his new ones. He's our good friend, Stephen Gaffney. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back, as always. So, you want to apply some of the things that you talk to folks about, your honesty focus, on what we learned from the elections. And I'm going to give you a chance to do that.
Well, I think there are many things that we could draw from this election, and I'm not talking about the policies towards small businesses.
Or the politics.
Or the politics. What I am talking about is what happened and what we can apply. So there are three major lessons I think we've got to draw, because drawing these lessons, we can apply to grow our business. The first one is negativity inspires inactivity. Negativity inspires inactivity. I think most people would, by all accounts, say this election was not the most inspiring one.
Right. Yeah, it was about a race to the bottom, wasn't it?
Yeah, and if we look at it statistically, it proves this, right? So Trump won with 1.2 million less votes than Romney did. So Romney got, pretty handedly beaten by Obama, and he had 1.2 million more votes than Trump. Mm. Clinton had actually around 6 million less votes than Obama. So I don't think very many people were inspired to vote for either one of them. And in fact,
a lot of people stayed home, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and so statistically it proves that. But here's what's important about our small business. Are we giving our customers, our employees, and the people around us that need to help us grow an inspiring vision, or are we not? Negativity beating people up.
Have you ever had a service person or a delivery person or even a clerk speak negatively about the company that was paying their paycheck? I have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a weird feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, but here's the thing. As leaders, as running our small businesses, are we creating a positive message? And I don't mean just a bunch of happy talk. I mean, how are we motivating people? You have to.
Oh, I think those people I was just talking about, I think that came from somebody else.
Yeah,
they were being made to feel that way by the people at the top.
And
that was my point. Hence, I didn't want to go back and do business with them again.
And if you've got somebody in your organization who's being negative, you got to get rid of them. It's like a cancer.
What if it's at the top?
Yeah, then you got to look at yourself.
God help them, right?
It might be time to fire yourself and actually create a new CEO, meaning not a new person.
Folks, I know that sounds crazy, but he's it's the truth.
Yeah, we all have to look at things. I mean, I've had to look at things many times in my life and say, okay, where am I headed? What am I doing? Am I going in the right direction? I mean, these are, I call them reboots. And it's a great time to hit a reboot. But here's the thing. If we're just being predominantly negative, it's going to inspire inactivity, low sales, low revenue. And you have to look at, are you the positive voice for customers? So here's an example. I do a lot of work with the federal government. And so when we had the whole debacle with the debate budgets and things were getting cut and all the
right
things that we were, from a couple of years ago. I made sure that when I was on the phone, I had something positive. I don't mean happy talk. I mean some things that they could do that would actually help them deal with this. And on the defense government contracting side, I did the same thing. I couldn't just go in there and just say, yeah, things are bad, and what's happening in Congress. Just bashing people doesn't inspire anybody. Nobody's going to want to get on the phone with me. I had to think of something that actually would help them and help them grow. So that's critical internally and externally for us to do. That's
all
the first thing.
Go ahead.
And so the second lesson that we got to draw from this is get out of our echo chamber. Get out of our echo chamber. And what I mean by that is, as a leader, as a CEO, as a person in a small business, are we only going to people that actually really like our message? Are we actually getting out and hearing different things?
I call that getting outside your four walls.
Absolutely. And it's an echo chamber. And what I mean by that is we're just hearing back what we're saying. Mm-hmm. So one, there are three signs of a healthy relationship, team, and organization. And one of the first ones to look for is, do we have what I call positive debate? In other words, first of all, are people debating us? Or are we just going to meetings mm-hmm. and having our staff meetings or whatever, and it's like watching paint dry? You know, people are debriefing and nobody's debating. Debate is healthy.
I have a group of my Brain Trust members that I've called on over the years. I call them my SOBs.
Really?
They love me enough to tell me the truth.
Oh.
And so if I'm feeling like I need to get some outside input, you know, if I feel like I've been reporting inside my own head too long, as the journalists say, or I feel like I've been in your echo chamber, as you say, I'll step out and I'll throw it out to them, and they'll give it back to me, buddy, right between the eyes.
Well, and that's critical, right?
Yeah.
It helps you be a better person.
Oh, my last book would not have been as what it became without them. I mean, they were essential. They smoked me on some stuff and made it a better book.
And that's so important, isn't it? So
it hurt. Hey, Stephen. Yeah. It hurt a little bit.
It does. But here's the thing.
It made me and the book better. It made the whole thing better.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, some people are sometimes good at inspiring debate, but then they don't listen to the debate or they don't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Because we've all had people in our life that ask us mm-hmm. feedback, and we're like, "Yeah, I'm not going there. They're not going to do mm-hmm. anything with it. They're just going to get defensive." Defensiveness shuts people down. So you got to look at your life. We got to look at our life and say, how often are people debating? But then I call it there's positive debate versus negative debate. Jim, negative debate is somebody who just tears us down and never offers mm-hmm. us any ideas. Positive debate tells us things we don't like, but then they actually give you ideas to consider on what you could do differently. So we got to look at ourselves and the people around us. Are we having positive debate? That's one of three signs of a healthy relationship.
Right.
From what I've been able to understand from the reading I've done, that Hillary Clinton didn't have that as strong as she should have.
Mm-hmm.
She lived
in her echo chamber. In her echo chamber.
Now, what we don't know is, first of all, were people giving her that debate and giving her different ways to think about. And
right.
second of all, if they were, was she listening to it? We don't mm-hmm. know, and I'm not trying to beat her up.
No. I think people can. These are things that people can see from both sides, from both candidates, where they
absolutely.
Probably weren't paying as much of attention. So, folks, here's the bottom line of all this: don't beat yourself.
Yep.
20 after, right back with Stephen Gaffney. I'm Jim Blasinger. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.